Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of The Sun, Right Hand Turns on Red, Geometry, and Spats.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 457. Too much time on my hands.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. We had the power go out on us the other day, and I had to go around the house and reset the clocks on a few things. But what I used as my baseline to tell what time it actually was my cell phone. Now, I don't know if you remember this, you might not be old enough, but the phone company used to have a thing you could call up on your landline phone that would tell you the accurate time and temperature. I wonder if they still have that. Let's find out.
At the tone, the time will be 8:11. Exactly. 65 degrees Fahrenheit. 18 degrees Celsius.
Wow, it still works. Not quite the way I remember it, but...
Oh, judgy much?
What?
At the tone, the time will be 8:11 and 10 seconds. 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius.
I thought for a second it answered me.
Oh, really, Einstein?
Wait a second.
8:11 and 20 seconds. 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius.
You mean this isn't a recording?
Well, I know I'm real. Not so sure about you. 8:11 and 30 seconds. 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius.
This is absolutely incredible. I mean, I always assumed...
Yeah, you and everyone else. No respect. 8:11... and 40 seconds. 65 degrees Fahrenheit, 18 degrees Celsius.
Wow, how long have you been doing this?
You want info, pal? Call 411. 8:11 and 50 seconds. 66 degrees Fahrenheit, 19 degrees Celsius.
Oh, the temperature went up.
Maybe. Maybe I just got bored. At the tone, the time will be 8:12. Exactly. 65 degrees Jar Jar Binks, 18 degrees Crumping Dance-Off.
That doesn't mean anything.
What do I care? As long as I give a time and a temp, I get paid. 8:12 and 10 waffle fries. 65 degrees of Kevin Bacon, 18 degrees... of 98 degrees.
I'm beginning to see why no one uses this service anymore.
And yet, I still get paid. 8:12 and 20 sour grapes. 65 degrees bowling ball, 18 degrees Zach Galifianakis.
You're insane.
Nah, I just realized I could say anything I want, and I still, cha-ching, 8:12 and 30 times 20 equals prunes. 65 degrees tuna sandwich, 18 degrees pickle on the side.
You mean it doesn't matter what you say?
Nope. As long as I'm in the ballpark of the time and temp, 8:12 and 40 hatchback turtles. Not even a thing. 65 degrees mocha latte, 18 degrees... Comedy Forecast sucks.
Hang on. What did you just say there?
Anything I want, and you can't do anything about it. 8:12 and 50 unsubscribes. 65 degrees, dog year what? 18 degrees, oh, you're done all right.
Hey, I could hang up.
You could, but then you'd wonder if I was still talking about you. 813 exacta I hate yous. 65 degrees of I listen to Wait Wait Don't Tell Me instead. 18 degrees of Sir Patrick is a loser.
That's it. You just ticked off fandom.
Oh, I'm so scared. What are you going to do about it? Again, you can't find me.
Oh, they will find you. And they will you up.
Yeah, right.
By the way, you just missed giving out the time and temperature.
No, I didn't.
Yes, yes, you totally did. As a matter of fact, it just happened again.
But I...
And it might be 7 o'clock, is it?
I think it's...
Or maybe it's 9 o'clock. What time is it?
Stop doing that. At the tone, the time will be, 12... Dang it!
Well, it looks like you're out of a job.
No, it can't be. This was the perfect way to mess with people.
Aw, that's too bad. But I'm afraid to say that...
Don't you say it!
Time is up.
I hate you. But, do you know of any podcasts that are looking for a new announcer?
Ugh, goodbye.
Hello, I'm Gunder Periwinkle. Did you know that every year hundreds of clay pigeons are unceremoniously flung into the sky and used for target practice?
Paul!
And this not only happens on the land, but also at the sea, as the clay pigeons are launched out over the ocean.
Hole!
Only to be shot down. Or, worse still, the projectile misses its target and the clay pigeon plunges into the icy water. And unlike their namesakes, clay pigeons cannot breathe underwater. Won't you help end this madness? The next time you need to use something as a target, please use your old Beanie Babies instead.
Ho! Got it!
You sure did, mister. Right in the good old beanie butt. Thank you.
Danny Hillcrest here, and with me, not, is the talking camera. This is getting to be a real bummer bad situation. I never know where the camera is. What's up with that? But the show must go on at noon, 3:15, and 6:45, so let's get on with it. I received a request message from superfan Zach Mann. Hey, look at that! I'm a poet, and I didn't even think about it. Zach wrote posted to the Comedy Forecast Facebook page to ask, can Danny Hillcrest, that's me, review the two current Star Trek shows, the one that isn't Star Trek but is on television, and the one that is Star Trek but isn't on television. I am starting confusing myself enough I feel I may have already listened to Danny. I love it, Zach. If you're confused enough to ask the question, I'm puzzled enough to give you my review. I did some big research on YouTube for a few minutes and found out that Zach is talking about The Orville and Star Trek Discovery. Both shows take place in space, so it might be hard, difficult to tell them apart, especially since space is dark. I mean, really dark. It's so dark in space, you can actually see the stars. So, here are some helpful tips to tell which show is which. The Orville is done by Seth MacFarlane. If I have this right, Seth is a Family Guy who is also an American Dad. Good on you, Seth. On the other hand, Star Trek Discovery has a colon in its name. But you might be shocked to know that it's not a medical show, just like Dr. Oz. The Orville takes place on a spaceship called the Orville, and Discovery takes place on a ship called the Discovery. I love it. That's the same kind of clever naming behind shows like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, The Office, and Wisdom of the Crowd, because everyone was smart enough not to watch that show. Back to the entourage, Jeremy Piven. Star Trek Discovery is based on Star Trek. Not the one with Luke Green Milk Drinker, but the other one with Captain Kirk. Meanwhile, the Orville is based on Star Trek, but not the one with Captain Kirk, the one with Captain Picard. And that's easy to remember because both Captain Mercer and Captain Picard don't have a French accent. A lot. The Orville is part of the Planetary Union, or PU for short, and the Discovery is part of the United Federation of Planets, and Starfleet, and I think they have a group membership to Costco. But what you might really want to know, Zach, is which one is better? Well, that depends. If you enjoy bright primary colors and have always wondered what Norm MacDonald would look like if he was a bowl of Jell-O, the Orville is just the thing for you. If you like reading endless subtitles and always wondered what Lucius Malfoy would look like if he was a spaceship captain, add Star Trek Discovery to your DVR list. And then take it off again, because you have to subscribe to CBS All Access to watch it. Unless you live outside the US, like most people in the world do. Personally, I like them both, and I might like them even more if I ever got around to watching them. But I'm just too busy. For beginning starters, I still need to binge watch every episode of Me, Myself, and I. And that could take up almost half my afternoon. I hope that helps, Zach, and keep posting to Facebook, because I need to see something more than my repost of my repost of my post from 2 years ago. But still, I love it!
Goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.